From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico public school students are staging statewide sit-down rallies today to protest the governor's latest orders to not allow hybrid classroom learning and the cancellation of fall sports. Here in Southeast New Mexico, students from Lovington will be protesting a peaceful rally in front of their high school. And in Hobbs, students there will be converging at the Watson Football Stadium. Both events are scheduled for 6 p.m. Justin Davis, the Hobbs Football Booster Club president, whose son is a junior at Hobbs High School, says the rallies are student-led and are not being aided by any school officials, but are getting help from parents who are also frustrated by the governor's recent mandates.
You know, said, hey, let's meet with some of the kids. Let's come up with some ideas to make this productive and maybe, you know, get our message across. Southeast corner of the state sometimes comes across as a very stubborn crowd to voice our opinion. So, you know, we want to do this in a diplomatic way. You know, hey, look, the rules are the rules. You know, it's social distance, let's wear masks.
There's been no word yet on whether other Southeast New Mexico students will be leading rallies too. Roswell police are seeking 37-year-old Hector Manuel Guajardo of Roswell in connection with the shooting of his 34-year-old ex-girlfriend late Thursday night in the 700 block of South Atkinson. According to a Roswell Police Department press release, the couple are believed to have argued and fought outside an apartment in the 700 block of South Atkinson. The woman then got into her car and began to leave when Guajardo allegedly fired several gunshots through the driver's door of the vehicle, striking the woman multiple times. She was hit on her left shoulder, but is expected to survive. Anyone with information on Guajardo's whereabouts should call police. Amendment number 2 on this year's general election ballot is asking voters to approve or disapprove staggered terms for elected officials. Lee County Clerk Keith Maines explains further.
All the county clerks to run in the same year, all the treasurers to run in the same year, all the same magistrate judges with even numbered districts running 1 year, and those judges with odd numbered districts, say magistrate judge division 1, you know, they all run in 1 year, all magistrate division 2, they run in 2 years later to stagger the term. Who's going to extend their terms? Because they get to extend those terms if this happens, and somebody's going to get an extra term later.
Maines encourages voters to carefully understand the amendment before voting on it. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.